Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. John 8:32-36. The people to whom Jesus spoke just failed to understand the great message that he delivered. Jesus spoke of a freedom that cannot be taken. This freedom is from the greatest enemy ever known to humanity. Slavery to sin is the worst of all slaveries. The devil is the worst taskmaster that one will ever know. Slavery to sin prevents happiness here and happiness to come. If we continually sin, we are the slaves of sin. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Romans 6:12. His own iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. Proverbs 5:22. Jesus was sent by God the Father that he might be our Redeemer of sin. That which frees us from sin is the blood of Christ, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians 1:7. The cords of sin are broken by divine blood. The prison door is open, and the captive is released. One sacrifice has been made that has forever satisfied divine wrath. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctify to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Hebrews 9:12-15. Jesus is our Redeemer, who has delivered us from the servitude of sin. For when you were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin, and become the servants of righteousness, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. Romans 6:20-22. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.